This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from April in Lexington. April writes, "My boyfriend and I had a bad breakup, and my sister was there for me. Without telling me, she called him to get his side of the story. He called to let me know that my sister sided with him on a few things. Why would she do that and not tell me?"
I don't know your sister, so that's a hard one. Now, listen to me now. Be very careful, because your boyfriend could be playing you. She might have called to try to reconcile y'all. She might have called to see if she could help. And then along the way, she may have even said to him, "I understand where you're coming from. You're right. You're right about that. But y'all really need to sit down and talk." That conversation could have went just like that. But then he picks the phone up and tell, "Yeah, your sister called me. She sided with me."
Whoa.
Why don't you just call your sister and clear the air? But don't call her accusing her of anything, because she might have made the phone call to help you out. But since he probably lost the argument, and he did.
Yeah.
He probably trying to say, "Well, your sister called me and she think I'm right." You know how many times I've seen that scenario play out? So I would be conscious of that. I would be conscious of that. Don't just say your sister tried to turn on you, do something behind your back. Because
right.
He'd have told that too. "Yeah, your sister feeling me."
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, if he had that card to play, oh, he'd have played that.
Mm. Mm.
So it's probably nothing.
Why did his sister call him in the first place?
Uh-huh. Why
maybe is. To say, "Hey, look.
Well, right, she should be on my team. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking to
me?" Yeah. Well, she might have called herself being on your team.
Trying to get some inside intel. That's why.
Don't try to. No, come on, CLO.
Yo, this is from.
Lord, don't
we're moving on. Yeah,
it's my team. You calling him for?
Yeah, that. She shouldn't have called him. Hakeem in Tulsa writes, "I had an outside baby. Listen, CLO, I had an outside baby, and my wife accepted it, so I got full custody. My daughter is 2 now, and she and my wife are besties. My wife filed for divorce and said my child is going to live with her. Is this best for my daughter? Should I allow this?" Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa. This is deep right
here. I have to say to that.
Yeah, this is deep right here.
You know something, dog?
Hakeem.
Hakeem. You cheated on your wife. You had a baby with another woman. Your wife accepted it and took you back. She fell in love with the baby. Now y'all getting a divorce. Man, you know why y'all getting a divorce, Hakeem? Did you do something again?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or did she never get over the first time?
Right. And she waited.
She's getting a divorce and she's taking the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into where is the original mother. Is she okay with that?
Right.
I don't know the situation. Should I allow it?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you ain't. I don't think you stacked up that strong. It just don't sound like you got enough. I don't know why y'all getting divorced. Bro, if you did something else, you ain't in a real strong position.
Mm-mm.
But that, should I allow it? Well, you can be vindictive if you want to. Let me ask you just one question. What do you really think would be best for the child?
Yeah.
Just answer me that question.
That's what he's asking.
Well, if you got to ask, it's probably her. Because
mm-hmm.
he said, you know, his only question is, he didn't say, I love her, I want her, I never give up my child. Should I allow it?
Yeah, is this best for my daughter? Should I allow this?
Bruh, exactly. Only you can tell us that.
Right.
Is it best for your daughter? Now, based on what I'm hearing, it sound like she the best move for the baby.
She certainly thinks so. Wifey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hope it's not a vindictive move just to hurt you because you hurt her. So
yeah.
Let's just hope that's not the case.
For the wife and the baby, he says, are besties. All right. Moving on to Marilyn and New Rochelle. Marilyn says, I was in the hospital briefly and both of the guys that I'm dating showed up at the same time. I think they both knew what was going on, but they haven't said a word to me about it. Am I supposed to bring it up and explain myself or not?
Yeah, that would have been a good time to slip into a mild coma.
Coma.
Yeah, that's what I'd have did. I'd have lay out of song, walk in the room, and just close my eyes and hit that call button with my
For the first time, I agree with you with this lie, Steve. This is a good lie.
You in the hospital. They both came, slip yourself into a mild coma.
Yes, I love
and
it.
And just twitch. In no way. I'd have did that so fast.
A coma and a seizure.
Yeah, I'd have both of them.
Yeah, but she didn't do it, and she's asking, is she supposed to bring it up or explain herself? What is she supposed to do?
Don't say nothing. You don't even remember this. You incoherent. You was in that hospital heavily medicated.
You came to visit me? Is that her question to him?
Who? When?
No.
Charles.
Awesome. I love it.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. I'm playing all that.
All of that. Okay. Good answer, CLO. All right, last one. This is Nathan in Glendale. Nathan says, I love buying antiques. When my son said he was ready to ask his girl to marry him, I found a nice diamond solitaire at a thrift store and gave it to him. He laughed in my face, just like you're doing right now, Steve, and wouldn't take it. How could he be so rude and turn it down?
Dog, you found this ring at a thrift store. You calling it an antique. It's just an old raggedy ring. Your boy laughed so hard at that thing. Bro, first of all, what ring have you ever seen of value at the thrift store?
None.
Yeah. I never have.
Bro, you've been better off making your move at the pawn shop. The thrift store is where you donate.
All right.
Boy.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
That ring wasn't worth it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it. Woo! This is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.